After some reflection, I've decided to talk to you a little bit about my favorite places to go and visit while in Paris. Until recently, I was living there for 3 years, and it's something I've been thinking about a lot, so I thought I would tell you a bit about it. I have 6 favorite places that I would recommend going to see. Obviously, there are hundreds of more places to go and explore while you're there. Number one would be the Louvre, of course. People typically go there to go see the Mona Lisa. However, I love to go see lots of different things in the Louvre Museum. I used to go there mostly during the night hours because it's a lot more quiet. There are hardly any tourists, and you kind of get some space to yourself. If you're in the Richelieu sector of the museum, as sunset is happening, look outside the window and you'll see a beautiful sunset across the museum. My favorite painting there is called The Coronation of Napoleon. I think the painter was called Jack something David. There's also this really cool underground area that I didn't really explore until later on in my time in Paris. But it's super interesting, and as a teacher, I got a year pass, which allowed me to go to the museum for free throughout the year. And so one of my favorite places to go would be the statues room. It's really bright, it's really lit up, it's really beautiful, and sometimes I would just go read there or do my marking there. This leads me on to my second museum, the Musée d'Orsay. It used to be a railway station, I think in the late 1800s. There's lots of Impressionist and Post-Impressionist paintings. You'll find paintings by Monet, Manet, Degas, Renoir, and so many more. Speaking of Manet, you can also find, sorry, not Manet, Monet. Speaking of Monet, you can go see Monet's water lilies at another museum called the Orangerie. It's just across the river. I really loved going there too. It's super small. It's most of the time it's super busy. But it's really beautiful to go and see that at least once. My fourth museum I would recommend would be the Rodin Museum. I didn't go there until my last year in Paris, but I really loved it because you got to go visit Rodin's house. You can go visit his gardens and all the rooms of the house pretty much. And it's in the middle of the city, but you wouldn't know it by walking around the grounds. And you can go admire all the statues. The fifth place I would recommend to go see is, of course, the Versailles Palace. I know a lot of people love to go see the palace. However, I usually go to Versailles to go explore the gardens. There's so many places to go and see. And every time I go, I explore a different part of the gardens because they're so huge. My favorite parts of the garden so far is when you go to the palace called Grand Trianon. It's like a smaller palace. I think it was built by Louis XIV as a kind of escape from palace life at Versailles, which is kind of funny because it's still quite a big palace. But you get to walk through that into other parts of the gardens, and that's where you can find the Queen's Hamlet, which to me was absolutely insane. There's an entire village out there with a windmill and a bunch of houses where the queen used to like to go and relax and kind of forget that she was living in a palace. But it's still very extravagant, very beautiful, surrounded by gardens and trees and rivers and animals and all those things. Very breathtaking. Lastly, I'll mention the Sacré-Cœur. It's the, I guess in English it would be called the Basilica of the Sacred Heart. It's found in the Montmartre area of Paris. It's a very old part of Paris. And there's a statue there, actually, nearby. It's called the Basse Muraille, and it's based on a story about a man who could walk through walls. And that's all I have to say about Paris for now.